Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Fascinating stuff on Yuma 9 and Yuma 10, talking about the reason why the first base of Migdash was destroyed with the Shvichas Damim, Gilui Arayos, and Avodah Zarah. Talking about why the second base of Migdash was destroyed with the talking about Sinat Chinam. Talking about such fascinating stuff. Talking about such agadic stuff, which is always my favorite type of stuff in the Gemara. Talking about the aspects of the generation, why there was immorality, why there was bloodshed, why there was Avodah Zarah. How could it be that there was at the time? I kept thinking, seeing the amazing stuff in the Gemara, how could it be that there was at the time? Talking about how the aspect was where everybody was, and talking about such fascinating things here in the Gemara, almost hard to find just one thing to talk about. And the Gemara goes on to talk about the different aspects of where history was and where it lied and where it went. And in today's daf, talking about what's going to happen throughout history, talking about how Persia or Rome, what's going to happen. So the Gemara points out on Yuma 10 that it was taught in the Brisa, Persia is destined to fall into the hands of Rome. For one, they destroyed synagogues. And furthermore, it is the decree of the king that the builders shall fall into the hands of the destroyers. And Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the son of David, the Mashiach, will not come until the wicked kingdom of Rome has overrun the entire world for 9 months, as it says. Therefore, he will surrender them until the time that one who gives birth has given birth. Then the rest of the Mashiach's brothers will return with the children of Israel. Meaning that Rome will rule over the entire world, the notes point out, for the length of time that a woman bears a child, 9 months. The rest of the Mashiach's brothers, the rest of the tribe of Yehuda, will join the other tribes of Israel, form a united kingdom in Eretz Yisrael. The pain of childbirth is frequently used as a metaphor for the suffering that will accompany the birth of the Mashiach era. For 9 months, corresponding to 9 months of pregnancy, the anguish that will be particularly acute. At the end of the months, the Mashiach will rescue the entire world in general, and the Jewish people in particular, from the hands of Rome. Obviously, it could be symbolic what it means, 9 months. Obviously, we've been in exile for over 2,000 years, so it could be a euphemism, it could be an idea. But the idea being, a lot of times we think to look to the secular, we look to think to the society where we could learn things and where we could see things. But we don't have to look anything farther than the Torah. The Pirkei Avos teaches us, we talk again on the Talmud, on the Daf show and many other shows, look and delve in it again and again. Everything is in it. They say that when people would go to war, Jewish wars, they would look in the Parsha of Vayishlach, I believe, when Yaakov was confronting Esav, because Esav is Rome, Esav who Edom, Esav who Rome. Rome is the last exile that we've been in. There was Persia, and there was Greece, and there was the Paras of Madai, and Babylonians, and then Rome came, destroyed the second base of Migdash, exiled the 10 tribes and the rest of the Jewish people, currently in the exile for 2,000 years because of that. When we look in the Torah, we look in the Navi, we look in the Ksuvim, we could see how the history goes. We look in the Talmud and we could see when they lived, all these sages lived, and we could see the general aspects of how they lived. We should realize to look in the Torah to learn things. Look in the Torah for science, not look in science for science. Realize it's all from Hashem. Look in the Torah to learn history. Think about the wonderful Jewish biographers to think about history. Don't read a history of this, a history of that, the non-Jewish books. Look into the Jewish sources. I just saw yesterday a wonderful series by Rabbi Beryl Wein, who is a very famous, noted historian, that three fascinating-looking books about Jewish history, about how we can go about learning about a Jewish history, thinking about looking into it, maybe seeing how much it costs or whatnot. It's also very huge books. I don't have so much time. But in general, it's good to think about how we should look into the Torah itself. Don't look elsewhere. You want warfare? Think about Yaakov, who did three-pronged attack. He did prayer, he sent gifts, and he prepared for war. You want to think about history? Look about the Jewish history. Think about our Jewish history. You want to see mathematics? Look into the Gemara. It's all in the Torah. It's all in there. You just have to find it. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 11 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.